81 outside. I'm Susan Saunders in studio with our friends from Kingston Wealth Management. We have, of course, Kevin Kingston and John Rudy, and special guest today, Barb Nathan. Thank you for joining us from Westminster Village.
Great to be with you.
Now, before we're going to talk about all the fun stuff that we have planned to talk about with you, we've got to let the guys do their thing, because there have been record numbers in the marketplace for 5 days in a row, and it's outstanding.
Yeah, you always get excited, Susan, when the market hits a new high, and we've had that happen now for quite a few weeks in a row. And Kevin, it just continues to move forward. It's it bucks all the trends that you see. It's rare that you get a 7 or 8 year run, but it's just been phenomenal, and it just, the momentum continues to go.
The earnings reports, John, continue to come in pretty favorably. Apple was up almost 4%, touched on $160 a share this morning.
And it's because I bought an iPad last week.
Oh, good for you.
Yes.
Keep buying those. That's good for lots of things.
A little bit.
Well, and then we also, Susan, as John was referring to, you had the Dow touch 22,000 this morning.
Yes,
it's
did.
Pulled back just slightly. The S&P's just kind of hitting a high mark and pulling back a little bit day to day, but you got to be pleased. The S&P's up almost 12% year to date, so just a really strong year.
Now, there were a lot of earning reports that came out this week, so Apple wasn't the only reason that the numbers went up, correct?
Well, it's kind of a mixed bag with earnings, but you're correct. There's some very positive results. I noticed materials were off. Some of the mining companies, the materials companies, not real favorable. But overall, it looks like another real strong earnings quarter. And obviously, that's to a large degree what's driving market prices. I did notice oil pulled back slightly, John.
Yeah.
You know, roughly 48, 49 a barrel, but not a lot of movement one direction or the other.
So there's no logical explanation for the big jump in gas prices in Bloomington normal?
What's amazing, and we talk about that, it's kind of funny, Barb, but the disparity, I drive over from Champaign, and I paid $2.07 this morning. Here it's $2.39. So you get a 30-cent swing. I mean, it's really a much, much different. But by and large, Americans are buying cheap gas right now. We keep talking about that every week. We are buying cheap gas relative to the rest of the world. So that's a good thing. It's one of the reasons why consumer confidence is so strong today.
The other thing I wanted to mention quickly, John, is interest rates.
Yep.
10-year bond continues in about that 2.25, call it 2.25, 2.25. And you look at how that affects economics. We're still in a low interest rate environment, which is very beneficial for equity markets. It's very beneficial for real estate.
Yeah.
We're still seeing really low mortgage rates.
4% or under on the 30, 3.75 on the 15 to 20. So, yeah, it's been a really great time. Consumer confidence is just through the roof right now. And these are the things we need, because now that we've got that part of that boring stuff out of the way, Barb, we're going to talk about the important stuff. Barb Nathan, as you said, Susan, is executive director of Westminster Village. And Kevin, you've known her much longer than I have, but your reputation, Barb, is stellar in this community for what you've not only done in the past, but for what you're doing for Westminster. And the reason why we want to talk with you today is because we spend so much time on this show talking about how people who are aging, getting to the age of close to Kevin, you and I have a lot longer to go, but there are just
followed right by me.
Susan and I are really young.
We're so far away from retirement.
Right,
we haven't even thought of
right.
it yet.
But these, they're obviously a place like Westminster, and I want you to talk a little bit about that. But it's so timely because there are so many issues, both health related, money, retirement, long-term care, and we'll hopefully touch on a lot of those, that we wanted to have you on today because I think you can shed some light on some things people need to be doing to prepare themselves, not only just for that kind of a new lifestyle, but also maybe how to prepare to get to that lifestyle, because I'm sure you're aware, no one has to remind you, that it's not an inexpensive proposition. So with no further ado, talk a little bit about all that building project that's going on out
there. Is there such a need that the project had to be so big, or are you just hoping we're going to have more retirees like Kevin at Westminster Village soon?
There is actually a need. When you look at demographics in terms of what's happening in this country, I mean, the good news is we're living longer and we're living healthier. And we do look to how do we want to live that life. And so Westminster Village is what has traditionally been known as a continuing care retirement community. It's interesting that in our industry, there's a move to rename places mm-hmm. like Westminster. And it's to be a life plan community, which I struggle with a little bit in terms of the name. But when you put a tag on it that says a community for people who plan to live the whole of life, it makes a lot of sense in terms of what happens at a place like mm-hmm. Westminster Village. But yes, it's a place and a time in life that people need to plan for. I do a lot of speaking engagements, and I love to talk about Westminster, but I talk a lot about senior living and the fact that, you know, you need to check it out. You need mm-hmm. to think about these things. But yeah, right now at Westminster, we are getting ready for the future. Believe it or not, we have 6 additions being built simultaneously. 5 of the 6 will be done before Christmas.
Wow.
We are taking an approach that we know that we need to expand. Most people enter Westminster Village in independent living, mm-hmm. and then we provide the supports they need to live the rest of their life. We plan to add more independent living in the future, but in advance of that, we're enlarging all of our common spaces.
I know you have a waiting list at times.
We have a small waiting list.
But are you finding more people on the waiting list for more assisted living or independent living?
Actually, the majority is for independent living. Someone I knew was taking a tour last week, and they came out of the office after the tour and said, "We're number 341." what an incredible blessing. And we can talk about that further in terms of what even a waiting list means for a place like Westminster Village.
One of the things that I wanted to and that kind of dovetails into our time about is how soon should you start the process? You know, Kevin talks about Chris and Mike from our office just starting the whole retirement process early. How soon should people start getting that ball rolling? What kind of an age group is not too early to start thinking about it?
Well, I'm sure you as financial planners would say that age is the age of our children, in terms of doing it mm-hmm. younger and younger to have an eye towards that. And honestly, that's kind of the world that lives at Westminster mm-hmm. today. People that saved, that planned for these days. Now, they thought that these days would be shorter in number and that retirement would be younger. But we see a lot of people beginning to look at this, and we encourage people to look at it when they're in that 55 to 65 age group. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't say that everyone does, but I liken it to visiting college campuses. Mm-hmm. You know, go see what happens at a place like Westminster, what happens at a place like Luther Oaks mm-hmm. and Mercy Creek, etc. Begin to learn what the options are in senior living, both from a community side as well as an institution side, so you can do some planning mm-hmm. for yourself and still able to make some adjustments. Every place feels a little different. And so you kind of see where you fit, just like when we take our children to college campuses. And this isn't a place to go sit in a rocking chair.
No.
And be bored. These are places to live life.
I want to know if
without
I'm just,
the details.
Am I just too young to get in?
For many of us, we get those tours with our parents.
Right.
Or we're looking for a place for our parents to reside. And I have had the privilege of being on a finance committee for numerous years at Westminster and really appreciate what you do. But then I've also gone through the process of helping parents decide where to move. And then once my mom really couldn't necessarily make that decision herself anymore, then we chose Martin Health. So mm-hmm. I've had personal experience with the facility. I think many of us, John, I know, has gone through this as well. We see that with aging parents and just helping them make those decisions. It's really kind of an eye-opener, and I think it's a good way to get educated for our own benefit for the future.
You know, Barb, one of the things I had wanted to ask today, too, is there are factors that people need to recognize in themselves, maybe as a couple sometimes, as to when they really need those kind of services. What are some of the things that people need to, maybe life things going on in their lives where the people start looking and thinking, you know, maybe this is the time to start unwinding out of the big house and maybe start looking at the process?
it's extremely important to look at what's happening in your world currently and what you do you want your world to be. You know, we all have a tendency to want to hang on to our home. We think that gives us so much more mm-hmm. independence. But in reality, many times when people stay in the home too long, particularly if they become widow or widower, the world becomes small. It gets smaller and smaller. As you only walk as far as you have to, your nutrition may be actually declining. Mm-hmm. Your social interactions get reduced, and the number of times you leave may be reduced mm-hmm. because either you're not driving or you don't like to drive in the evening. And so someone like that moves into Westminster or a place like Westminster, and the world suddenly becomes wide again.
Mm-hmm.
The social interaction, the intellectual activities, the physical, the wellness programs. And honestly, people get better when they move in. But a lot of people that move in Westminster would tell you they wish they had done it sooner.
Yeah.
Now, which is why I keep asking, what is a minimum age to move into a retirement community? Because that genre and stigma that you're trying to avoid of being a nursing home is working. You're doing a great job in making it a very attractive lifestyle when people want to get into positions where they live smaller. They have a bigger circle of friends and activities and opportunities, and I find it very attractive. So I just want to know how long before I can get there.
Well, you can get on the waiting list and or move in when you're 55.
Okay.
And some people do that. Mm-hmm. I actually call up our waiting list insurance policies. Now, I probably would get in trouble with the insurance exchange or something. But I think especially the non-priority list is mm-hmm. the best insurance policy in town. So if I went and visited a senior living community and I decided, you know what, this is the place for me. Most of them have what we call a non-priority list. And at Westminster, that is based on the date you go on it. So today is August 2nd, correct, mm-hmm. 2017. If I went and put my $500 down today, maybe in, I say it's 30 years from now, I decide, you know what, this could be coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe in a couple of years, we'd want to move in.
Mm-hmm.
We'd put the money down for the priority list at that time, but we would move to that priority list with the date that I went on the non-priority list. So my date, August 2nd, 2017, I would leapfrog a lot of people
okay.
who just made the decision in the last few years. Now, if I want my $500 back, we give the $500 back. We do the same on the priority list. So the earlier you plan, the more options you
mm-hmm.
have. The reality is life happens.
Yeah,
you know,
quickly.
All of a sudden, the world changes. Someone has a fall. Someone, maybe the caregiver
mm-hmm.
dies. And the world, again, you need to have. I had someone yesterday say to me he did all of the business side.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those are big changes in life.
Yeah.
Well, maybe then you want to move, but you can't get your first choice because there's yeah. a waiting list. So the earlier you plan, the better.
Preparation is everything.
And we will have more conversations with Barb Nathan, who is from the wonderful and soon-to-be expanding Westminster Village, always a big supporter here of WJBC. She's now the executive director. We'll continue our conversation with Kevin Kingston, John Rudy, and Barb after this on WJBC.
See news happening.
10:26, we have a special guest joining us with Kingston Wealth Management, who is always here and very special and guests every Wednesday from 10 to 11, Kevin Kingston, John Rudy. But they have brought along the amazing Barb Nathan, who I get to know through the Community Cancer Center and is now the executive director of Westminster Village. And, boy, you're having a project.
Oh, my goodness.
Right,
we're having fun.
Yeah, how many people just stop on in and say, can I, you know, take a look around at what you're expanding? Because it's brought a lot of attention, just the amount of construction.
It has brought a lot of attention, and it's being enjoyed inside and outside the community. I'm hearing a lot of different things. You know, we talk a lot about the fact that we're blessed. We're blessed to be a community that can do this. It's because of decades of service from volunteers mm-hmm. and board members like Kevin, who looked at the long range. And not everybody has the ability to look forward and get ready for the future. And that's what we're doing. So
it's
our honor.
But it's also smart business because we have more people retiring now than ever before. And they're going to need some help, whether it be small amounts or large amounts. And before we or after we went to a commercial break, I asked Barb a question off the air that I hope you can expound upon before we get to news here. You have the differences between independent living, assistant living, full-on nursing care. And as Kevin and John are always in here explaining about preparing for the future financially, I have absolutely no idea the costs involved at my age of what I should be looking forward to if I wanted to start in an independent living model at a retirement community in my future. Can you tell us anything in without being too specific on the price tags?
Yeah, let me start with how you get into a place like Westminster. We actually offer two options. Some people do what's called an entrance fee, where they give a large sum of money. That sum of money can be anywhere from $100,000 to more than $200,000, depending on the size of unit. There is a refundable option with that, so X percent of that, 75%, would come back to you if you don't have to use that for nursing care in the future. And then you pay a monthly service fee, and that monthly service fee will range in the $1,000 to $2,500, again, depending on the size of the units. We also offer at Westminster Village a rental option. Rental amounts will be larger on a monthly basis than the monthly service fees because these people didn't put down a large sum. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. It doesn't mean that one's wealthy and one's mm-hmm. not. It's just making decisions. And that's where working with financial planners, working with families is so important to decide what's the right option for those. You do have to financially qualify for the life occupancy, for the entrance fee model, because we have some responsibility to you, too, in that contract. That if you did run out of money while you were living in that apartment, we would have a responsibility for mm-hmm. some continued service to you. Now, when you move to assisted living is independent living with a lot more help. So you bump up to 3 meals a day. You have patient care assistants that are always there to help with activities of daily living, to provide for safety. There's medication assistance. We have a nurse in the day shift and an activity program and wellness program that's specific in that community. So those costs will go up. And generally, not quite double, but as you can see, there's a much greater staffing requirement mm-hmm. of that, etc. And then our highest level of service is skilled care. That is 24-hour nursing care. So traditionally, we've known that as a nursing home, but it's both a rehab facility and a long-term facility. So some residents will be short-term, Medicare paid for, and others will pay on a per-daily basis. And that, of course, is more expensive.
So if I fell down again tomorrow and couldn't drive and I wasn't lucky enough to have a circle of support around me, it's true that I could be a resident temporarily at Westminster.
Absolutely, you could.
I needed a rehab facility.
Absolutely could. I can tell you, though, one of the benefits of the waiting list is you get a discount in Martin Health Center. Because, again, these people have invested in our community. But, yes, we do admit from the community into Martin Health Center. If our own residents get priority, of course.
Thank you for answering that question. I know John and Kevin have even more intelligent points to make about planning for retirement and how that can work in a facility such as yours. But we do have to take a time out for news. So from the WJBC newsroom, here's Greg Hallbleib. Thank you very much, Greg Hallbleib. I'm Susan Saunders. I'm learning about how we eat sweet corn at Westminster Village from Barb Nathan, who is in studio with our friends from Kingston Wealth Management, Kevin Kingston and John Rooney. You said you're still serving it, corn on the cob style.
Absolutely.
That's the way I'd like it to be served, but don't be offended when I take my knife and cut the corn off the cob.
We'll even do that if you need it.
I don't want my gums to get burnt. We're learning a lot today about planning for your retirement, and as we were talking price tags before we went to break, I realized, boy, I need to spend some more time in the Kingston office and save up more money. It'll be a pleasurable experience, but I don't want to run out of money before I run out of life.
No, and one of the things, Barb, that we wanted to get your opinion on, too, is when Kevin and the guys do a lot of the planning, long-term care insurance comes into the equation some of the times. Not everybody has it, and we've talked on this show sometimes where it makes sense. What are you seeing as some of the funding mechanisms that people are utilizing when they're looking at this deal, when you're helping them plan this entry?
There's a lot of people that do have a long-term care policy because they bought it back when long-term care policies mm-hmm. were first made available. The first thing that we see is that every long-term care policy is different. So it's really important to understand what you have. For instance, some will pay for assisted living. Some will not. Some will pay a certain amount per day in skilled care. Some will not. Some have a maximum. Some do not. So it's extremely important to, I would assume as a financial planner, mm-hmm. you would look at that as well in terms of what, give assistance to them to understand what that is. If somebody's looking to get long-term care insurance and they're already at Westminster, that cost is very, very high. And so that rarely happens. You know, I mentioned that for those that come in on the entrance fee model. So if I, let's just use some simple numbers. If I'm on a 75% refundable contract and I put down $100,000, I will either get that 75% or $75,000 back if I choose to leave Westminster, mm-hmm. or if I die, it would go to my beneficiary, or if I need to be in skilled care after Medicare. If I was Medicare eligible, after that pays or other insurance, I could draw down that $75,000 to help pay for that. Okay, so that's money that you've entrusted to Westminster mm-hmm. that we make available for that. But it's not, you know, that's always the greatest fear, but in terms of skilled care, and yet the majority of people, honestly, they may have a short-term stay in rehab, mm-hmm. but the majority of the population does not end their life in skilled care. I think it's the greater issue right now is the longevity of life. And it's a blessing, but it's very fearful for a lot of people who expected that it wouldn't be quite so long. And so worry about their investments.
Yeah.
And do it's both investments and money. Monthly income.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because one of the things that I read a great article that several neurologists and folks that deal with aging wrote, and he writes, you won't see it in television ads, you won't hear about it at investment conferences, but he says the biggest threat we face to our financial security and retirement may be the massive drop-off in our own capacity to manage our investments as we age. They go on, and I'm not going to get into the details, but they talk about the changing brain function, and you being a nurse and you're more versed in this than I am, but there are real issues, Kevin, that we see that people lose that cognitive ability to make those decisions as we all face it.
We encourage clients to include a family member, mm-hmm. you know, spouse, child, somebody who's really available to look out for them, assist them. I just think at some point, and I think that's different for a lot of people, but where one person has kind of relied on their own ability to take care of all those things, it's important to include somebody in the family, a family member who you can trust, kind of looks over their shoulder, assist with those things. I think so. That's what you're getting at.
It's extremely important when we look at our world to have a power of attorney, you know, to identify who's making your decisions for you with health care, who have mm-hmm. you discussed that with, but who's taking care of the financial
right.
side that has the ability to be in those appointments with you
yeah.
and then carry on your desires is extremely important. And that's not just an issue for those that have dementia, but
no.
again, as people age,
absolutely,
interest in capacity for it's, you know, vision,
yeah.
a number of things could be affected, not for everybody, but for some.
Yeah.
And it's always a good idea to have identified who those people are.
And I'm glad our industry, Kevin, is going, they're looking at that more deeply, because I think people automatically think it's either dementia or nothing. And in reality, it's just that cognitive loss that we all will lose that just prohibits the abilities to do some of the things that we took for granted. When we come back from break, I want to talk a couple specific things that happen that unfortunately we see with elders, elder abuse on occasion, and how that plays into effect too.
Right.
We'll be back with Kevin Kingston, John Rudy, and Barb Nathan from Westminster Village after this.
News, weather, play, WJBC and WJBC.com.
It is 10:48, a couple of minutes left with John Rudy, Kevin Kingston, and their special guest, Barb Nathan, who I think is going to need to make another appearance because we've only gotten about halfway through we could talk about.
Yeah, I'm on a third of my questions, so we'll definitely have you back, Barb, because this topic is so important
for so
many people. But in the time left, we got a couple of things I want to talk about, because you're going to finish on being prepared and what you need to do. But Barb, one of the things that unfortunately happens, I ran across an article not too long ago. It talked about seniors lose about $2.9 billion annually to financial exploitation, and about one in five Americans 65 or older has been victimized by fraud. And unfortunately, it's about estimated that 55% of financial abuse in the United States is committed by family members, caregivers, and sometimes friends. What do you see, and what are some of the things that people need to protect themselves with that?
Unfortunately, we do see this issue,
mm-hmm.
and it's not infrequent.
Mm-hmm.
We do everything we can to educate people. Both of our communities, Bloomington and Normal, have officers in the police department that specialize in this and come and do talks. But the reality is it happens. There is a lot of people mm-hmm. that are preying on this population. So much is discussed about internet safety and email. But most of what I have seen is actually still coming via phone
mm-hmm.
or postal mail to this population. That, you know, sometimes we focus so much on one piece, we think the rest is now safe. No, it's not. These people that are preying on others are smart.
Yeah.
This is their job. They are good at what they do. And sometimes, you know, people start to believe that person.
Sure they do.
More than they do the other people around them. And it's both this person's so nice to them and this mm-hmm. person's giving good advice. The reality is if you've not had a relationship with them or it looks too good to be true, it is.
Yeah.
And talk to somebody about it. There's no shame in this. Anybody, all of us, have had different times where our identity has been compromised. Yeah. I think that's becoming more norm. It's nothing we did wrong. Speak up, say something. I heard a suggestion yesterday from someone who, when they get these calls, say all they do is they push a button on their phone so it makes a noise, and then they say, "Could you trace this call for us?" And it's amazing how many times that caller will hang up quickly. But speak up, ask someone, talk to people about it. Because oftentimes I see them almost developing a relationship with the scammer. And then they hide it from people, and they can lose a lot.
I saw it in the banking business a lot, Barb and Kevin. You know, one of the things that you guys do, and I think provide for, is being there oftentimes when to help represent the interest of a family. And I think that's something that a financial advisor can do.
Well, and that goes back to if you're seeking financial advice, include a family member, a spouse, or, you know, as you said, Barb, power of attorney, child, somebody that's involved, so that you're not trying to go it alone. That's, I think, one of the key things, and that's what I heard you say, don't go it alone.
Yeah.
You know, and if somebody's giving you something that's too good to be true, get a family member involved, let them take a look.
Barb, I know we've got a lot to talk about, but in the time we've got left, we oftentimes talk about things in a financial perspective, and that's an important part of everything we do. But there's still that human aspect of being prepared and getting ready, and it's not at age just 55 and 60. Take a few minutes just to talk about what you like to see done.
You know, we talk a lot about wellness at Westminster. And when we talk about wellness, we don't talk just about physical wellness. We talk about emotional. We talk about social, vocational, mm-hmm. service, environmental, inspiration, etc. And there's been a lot of research done about how we can best prepare ourselves for healthy aging. In fact, National Geographic has reported numerous times on studies around the blue zones of this world. Mm-hmm. And they name them blue zones. These are places where a community ages better mm-hmm. and longer. And it's interesting what they have found as what are the criteria, what's present in that community that helps them do that. And it's some of what, it's tied to what we do at Westminster, but it's about what we can do for ourselves. We can't prevent everything, but if we want to give ourselves the best shot, what do they recommend? That's a pretty good list. One, move naturally. Don't be sedentary. Move 15 to 20 minutes every hour. So Susan, walk around your little area. Having a right outlook, having a sacred ritual, mm-hmm. having a purpose is number two. Looking outside of yourself. Three is eat wisely. A plant-based diet, mm-hmm. beans, eat less, mm-hmm. and wine 1 to 2 per day.
I've seen year after year.
For those of you that can't see us, we're all smiling.
But she is absolutely right. Year yes. after year, the person or people that are holding the longevity records are all wine drinkers.
Well, and number four is connect. Mm-hmm. Invest in family. Have a faith-based community if that's what's important to you. It is the right time with the right people. Those are the four keys, and that's something we can do at any stage of life and build that as a part of our life. And they say that will help us age better and more fully and for longer.
Yeah. Barb Nathan, if John and Kevin don't invite you back here real soon, expect a call from me because this has been a great conversation. Thank you for having it with us today.
Great to be with
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Susan. We appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, Susan. More with Kevin Kingston
and John Rudy next week. We actually had somebody walk in the front door asking if they could ask questions. Remember, we can't, unfortunately, due to some of the rules and regulations, do live on-air questions and answers about your financial future, but your first phone call and meeting with our friends at Kingston Wealth Management is free.
Yeah, and they can reach us at 663-9477. We get a lot of your listeners, Susan, do that, and we're glad to spend some time with them. It helps many, many times.
Call today. Securities offered through Valmark Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Valmark Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. Kingston Financial Group, Incorporated is a separate entity of Valmark Securities, Inc. and Valmark Advisors, Inc., and past performance does not guarantee future results.